Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Day one, you're in charge.
And with countless dreams.
What do you do?
Happiness ain't out of reach.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders was sworn in yesterday, the governor of Arkansas. Did you see that, Kev?
I did.
Kind of fun.
Yeah. Youngest governor in the country.
It's a neat story. It really is. It's her home state. She served President Trump very well. White House press secretary, and now she's the governor of Arkansas. But she, in her first executive order.
I love it. I love it.
Took CRT head on.
Yep.
In her first day of office. So, my question to you is, what are we missing? North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota. What equivalent of what Sarah Huckabee Sanders is doing should we be doing? Maybe we should have a executive order to fix the FAA's broken down systems. I don't know. Call me crazy. That'd be kind of a waste, though, right? I think CRT's a heavier lift.
Well, it says within hours she signed 7 executive orders that hit a range of frequent conservative targets, including a ban on Latinx in official documents and teaching CRT in schools. Latinx is basically you don't need to learn English anymore. You just need to assimilate, learn your Spanish, apparently.
So this evidently gives their Department of Education the power to stop this crap.
Yep.
So, indoctrination, CRT specifically mentioned, which I think is I think it's fantastic. So, if you have the pen, what's first on your list? Call us at 701-271-1100. You're Sarah Huckabee Sanders, or the governor of your state, or you're Doug Burgum, or Tim Walz, or Kristi Noem. You just be you. How about if you be you? Yeah. And you have a chance to say, this is the number one priority. This is my first executive order. Sends a powerful message. I applaud her, because that's taken on woke head on. You imagine the hue and cry of the, they don't teach CRT. There's no CRT taught in the schools. This is just some right wing. You can be sure. I think this can be sure. To let us know. 855-200-1776. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, and the emails are already pouring in, 701-237-1590. We'd much prefer just chatting with you. What's your first order of business? You're king for a day. Sarah Huckabee Sanders with CRT, what's yours? Let me know. Adam sends a nice note here. It says, since Kevin mentioned it, while there is a lot of anger and frustration, and rightfully so, over the catastrophe of the last 2 years, it needs to be said that there's a lot of gratitude for outlets like this, for conservatives to speak our minds freely without fear of being canceled. So a thousand thanks to you.
It is International Thank You Day. And I made a point earlier in the local show, just... We get a few every week just thanking us for, being here. And we thank you. Can't do it without you.
Warms our heart.
Love you. Love you more.
To see those notes come in or the comments come across, certainly much appreciated. Not necessary, but much appreciated. We surely do.
I just got a great meme. I just saw a great meme Dave Hughes posted. It's a picture of a guy that looks like he's just disheveled and homeless. I just paid $20 for eggs and bacon at the grocery store. And there's a picture of Biden eating an ice cream cone. I'm taking away your gas stove.
That's another one they're talking about now.
Kathy Hochul actually said it out loud at the State of the State address in New York.
We got to get rid of those evil gas stoves.
2028. She wants to ban natural gas, and I'm sure that includes propane, which is not the same, but in all buildings in New York. So I'm just wondering if anybody asked her, well, then what?
The Consumer Safety Product Commission is considering a gas stove ban.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Let's take your gas stove, but forget about China and India and
some of
the nasty polluting countries in the world.
The Consumer Safety Product Commission gets up every day, and that's their number one.
Yes, because it's like causes asthma in some people. How many commercial kitchens are running? How many home kitchens have gas stoves? Because I guarantee every commercial kitchen in the country has gas. None of them cook that I know of. None of them that I've ever been or heard about. So how are all those people surviving? Not dropping dead on the line.
It's crazy.
It is. It's just lunacy.
Texture says, in regards to the airspace shutdown, when the first words out of old man Mumble's mouth is, this isn't a cyber attack, trust me, it was a cyber attack. I have knowledge that the military believes it was a test run to see how easy it would be to shut down the airspace. It was a cyber attack. I thought of that, too. I mean, you might just give us the old college try first to see, you know, what happens if we do this.
Well, Joe, don't worry about it, because Pete's on it. Pete's doing it.
I just spoke to Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
They don't know what the cause is, but I was on the phone with him about sending it. I told him to report directly to me when they find out.
Report directly to me, so I can have another ice cream cone and make another statement. Buttigieg.
Ice cream cone. I love that he talks about him like he's hired help there, huh? I talked to Buttigieg. Buttigieg is not able to pick up the telephone without an instruction manual.
No question. I mean,
all the stuff. You think about
what
him.
What qualifies the, you were right, by the way, South Bend. What qualifies the mayor of South Bend, who made a run at the presidency, to all of a sudden be the transportation secretary?
Nothing.
What? I mean,
nothing is qualified, which is why when the supply chains were a mess, he went on vacation.
Seriously, I mean,
totally
I can think
disappeared.
Of a couple of truck driver, trucking company friends. Let's put Fred Daggett in that job. Let's put Daggett Trucking. Let's put somebody that actually does that, but we can't have that. That's not the way it works.
What else did he get thrown at him? Oh, the
Southwest Airlines thing.
Airlines more recently, but there was the train strike.
Yep.
Train workers strike. Yeah, and now this.
Boy, he's polished, though, man. He is the perfect politician.
Well, he talks and says nothing.
Man, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's a master. He's got it down.
Texter says, our transportation secretary is an example of someone acquiring their job through connections, not merit. Yeah. You win the prize. You're exactly right.
Have you seen the Mayor Pete documentary they did on him?
No.
It's laughable.
No.
It is laughable.
Ask me if I have plans to see it.
Yeah. I'm betting no.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I get sucked in. It's like, oh, I got to see this.
Not
I watch this
happen.
Stuff just so I'm informed. I watch it so you don't have to.
Okay,
how
thank
about
you.
That?
Yeah, appreciate that.
Yeah.
Question on what's on your mind. Sarah Huckabee does CRT on day one. What's your day one? What's your number one issue? The power of the pen, be able to do it. As governor, whatever. What's your issue? How about her taking up CRT? Is that any good or what? texter said, I saw this on Twitter yesterday, rules for thee, not for me. And guess what? It's Joe Biden preparing a little meal on, wait for it, a gas stove, Kev.
Yeah.
They could take the lead, don't you think, and swap out the gas stoves, have a little video of them being thrown on a big giant garbage heap.
Oh, of course.
Right?
Of course.
Yeah. We have one of our listeners obsessed with the fact that Joe Biden is not guilty of having classified documents for the reason that there is a statute that says if the vice president declassified something, excuse me, if he classified something, then he can declassify something.
That is true.
But we have zero knowledge, not a Zippo, that that was the case.
Of what those documents were, and if he classified them in the originally, and my bet is no.
So tell me something else that matters, because that doesn't at this point in time in the investigation. Get on to something that matters. All right, back to your calls, 271-1100 on What's On Your Mind. Straight ahead.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming January 2023 auctions include 160 acres of good cropland in Burke County, 339 acres of cropland north of Dickinson in Dunn County, 305 acres of exceptional cropland in Cass County near Erie, 320 acres of highly productive cropland near Hope, North Dakota in Steele County, and 239 acres of exceptional cropland in Foster County near Kensel. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tan toes tickling the sand. Cold drink.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the Freedom Matters USA studios. Western says term limits in the House and Senate would be number one. All right, term limits. Numero uno. What's your number one? CRT for the new governor of Arkansas, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. 855-200-1776 or 701-271-1100 to call us. Brought to you today by our friends at Tuckledge, North Dakota's home for Chevy. They always give us a great deal. We call it Wednesday Wheels here on the program when we give you a great deal. In fact, this one is $1,000 off just for our listeners. It's a 2014 Chevrolet Suburban LTZ, locally owned, white diamond tricoat, light titanium, dark titanium, custom perforated leather appointed seat trim. That's nice. Perfect to haul the entire family, heated and cooled driver and front passenger seats, heated second row seats, third row seating, backup camera, trailering package, power liftgate. This was 18.5, now it's 17.5. 17.5. It's a lot of vehicle for 17.5 right there. Save over $1,000 if you tell them you heard about it right here. See it, Pucklich. ValleyCity.com, PucklichValleyCity.com, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Brian is driving about and listening to What's on Your Mind. That's much appreciated. Brian, what is on your mind today?
Hello, are you talking to me?
We're talking to you, Brian. You're up, yes.
Okay, yeah. I just want you to explain what is critical race theory to some independent voter like me. I'm all confused. Everyone rants and raves about it. I want to know exactly what are they teaching those kids that's different from we got taught.
There is an academic explanation of this. It's a theory taught in some colleges, and I'm going to stay away from the academic explanation and just give you my explanation, Brian, kind of the no nonsense example. And Kev, maybe you have something to add to this as well. But in my mind, the best way to explain this is it's teaching kids that there is ongoing racism. There is, you know, whites are treated different than blacks. It's inherently racist in and of itself, and it has no basis being taught. Especially finding its way into elementary schools, as an example. But I just say it's racist.
That's the bottom line of it. It looks at how laws, social, political movements, media are all shaped by social constructs of race and ethnicity. It was an academic theory. It was in the 80s, mostly in law schools. You know, and it basically, Brian, what it does is it just makes everything about the color of your skin. And it makes everything about where we've come, where we are, where we're going about the color of your skin. And that's just, you know, and yeah, we have our history and stuff, but it's and do some searches and read about it. It's pretty ridiculous.
In my mind, it's fine to be taught as some theory in a college somewhere.
Yep.
To say, you know, this is one construct, you can believe it or not believe it, but the idea that it's put into curriculum.
Yeah, this is the way.
Into textbooks, into tests for children is ludicrous. It's ridiculous.
Hope that helps.
Is that a real widespread problem, huh? You think?
Well, here's the deal. You know, the people that are trying to sneak it into the curriculum, they'll tell you it's not a big deal. They'll tell you that, no, it's not there, but if you dig, you find it. And one of the ways they get around that is they talk about equality or equity. We want to teach equity in class. So they don't say the term critical race theory, but it's some of the same tenets.
A line from the Brookings Institute article on it says, opponents fear that CRT admonishes all white people for being oppressors while classifying all black people as hopelessly oppressed victims. It is a big part of what CRT is. And if Candace Owens speaks on this too, she is not going to be a victim, not going to be defined as a victim, but yet critical race theory would want to tell you otherwise.
Right. Well, everyone just goes on. I never really heard exactly what they're.
I tell you, it's not that long ago that I was with a friend in Texas, I would say within the last 2 years. And Wall Street Journal editorial that day was about CRT, and he said, I tell you what, this CRT worries me. And I'm like, what the heck are you talking about? I have no idea. It's not a term that's been around or been very front and center. It's a bunch of intellectuals.
It's a trigger. They wanted a trigger, and that was one they threw out there.
Yeah.
To keep the victimhood thing going. I mean, it's to perpetuate the hopelessly oppressed victims that apparently black people are. It's ridiculous. I just go to Candace Owens on this.
She's great.
Oh, she nails it.
Yeah. Revisionist history. Beware.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah. Does that help, Ryan?
Yep. You bet. Yeah, perfect. Thank you.
Thanks
you
for
bet,
asking.
Buddy. Thanks for calling.
Appreciate it. And in the case of Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the new governor of Arkansas, she's saying, we're drawing a line here. I don't want this taught here. Hard stop. So, kudos to her. One of the reasons we're asking the question today, what's your top one?
Well, the people that want to perpetuate this stuff, it's just, they want to keep the fight up. They want to keep the division going. They thrive on division. You know?
Well, they're racist.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing about it.
They are. And they want to...
And they want to tell everyone else they are.
Indoctrinate our kids. Lester texts this note. First act as governor for me would be abolish state unions. There's no reason any government or federal job, for that matter, needs a union to gum things up. Seriously, nobody gets fired from any government job. CRT would be next. You imagine if somebody did that and said, your unions are done?
Huh.
Woo! Bring it on. This listener says, in liberal regimes, the only way to get out in charge of an entire industry or sector of the economy is to have protested against it, rather than having knowledge of how many of it really works. Number one on my list, says this listener, go back to the gold standard. I knew we'd get good stuff here. Good suggestions. Another listener, with old Joe having a notorious reputation for plagiarizing speeches, he was heard down at the border stating, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Another says, term limits would be number one. Anything that can prevent embedded corruption has to be a priority. Get their votes on record. If they won't support it, replace them. All right. That's a couple of votes now for term limits. Listener says, I saw on Twitter someone suggested the next Republican president should ban electric cars. I wouldn't ban electric cars. I would just get out of the business of subsidizing them.
Thank you.
And suggesting that there is one preferred mode of transportation over another.
Let the market decide.
Especially when you don't have the grid to handle it.
Yeah.
Listener suggests that we go to rumble.com and search Candace Owens' Critical Race Theory.
Oh, I've read it and watched it. I would recommend everyone do that if you want an education on CRT.
They say find it easier to understand it by listening to her.
Yep.
Moving snow, even though it hasn't snowed when we come back. Don't go away.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Join the family of satisfied customers. Here's Becca talking about what brought her into hot spring spas and pool tables, too.
We talked to Vince, and he went through why hot springs is the best. And after seeing his versus the other ones we've had in the past, hands down, it's been hot spring spas, mainly because of the low maintenance. So easy to clean. The filters are so, so easy. You can just throw them in the dishwasher. There's no more soaking them in chemical and having a mess. The customer service was awesome.
Hot spring spas, pool tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too.
USA News Update, I'm Lance Pry. Flights have resumed after the FAA stopped most flights from taking off for a couple of hours in the USA early this morning. A failure of the notice-to-air missions system has failed for the first time in history. Former FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt on MSNBC Wednesday morning.
I don't know whether it was a simple mechanical failure, something, in the computer, internal workings, a software problem, hacking. I wouldn't rule anything out at this point.
Governing some of the most dangerous cities in the nation, Illinois Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker signed more gun control measures called the Protect Illinois Communities Act on Tuesday. The measure bans the sale and distribution of assault weapons, high-capacity magazines, and rapid-fire devices known as switches. It also requires existing owners to show their papers to the government. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Sounds like good what's for lunch music right there. Today,
for lunch?
PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. Enough of this fast food. You get this, it's homemade, it's ready to go, you can eat it there, you can take it with you. So there's an element of fast here, but it's good food. It's not fast food. PetroServe USA, scallop potatoes and ham today in Harwood. 12th Avenue, 929, Salisbury Steak, same at MP Avenue. Tater Tot Hot Dish in Glendon. Meatloaf in Euland, chicken fettuccine on 45th. PetroServe USA, where you buy two fresh-baked cookies today, you get one free. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. PetroServe USA. Our next guest is the Public Works Services Manager for the city of Fargo, Paul Fichtner. We're going to talk a little bit about what's on those streets right now, and that hard-packed snow and that ice, tough stuff. Paul, how you doing?
Doing great this morning.
So it definitely is a challenge out there right now maneuvering the roadways because the nature of that first ice and snow and more ice and more snow made things pretty tough, didn't it?
Yeah, we had some tough conditions here the last couple of snow events with that wet snow and rain and ice, like you said. So we've been battling the conditions here for a while with that hard-packed snow and ice.
So what do you do about it?
Well, we apply product best we can. And right now what we're going to do, we've been noticing that some of that hard-pack's been loosening up. The warmer temperatures are definitely helping us out. So we're going to go out and plow our residential neighborhoods and see if we can scrape some of that up and get it off the roadway so we can have some better road conditions.
That'd be great. You mentioned you apply product. What kind of product do you use?
We use a salt and a sand mixture depending on the temperatures and what we're after. It's just one of those things, especially with the amount of snowpack and ice that we've had. You can't necessarily melt it off with just salt. It would be a lot to handle all of our neighborhoods and stuff like that. So, you're going to take advantage of the warmer temperatures here. We've been having, the colder temperatures kind of impacts our salt usage, and we use more sand. You've probably been noticing that out on the roadways. And want to take advantage of the warmer temperatures now and that are coming up and hopefully get some of that ice peeled up.
Does the sand just give you traction, or is the sand working in eroding some of the ice pack too?
I think it does a little bit of both. It gives the vehicles traction on the tires, but it also acts as an abrasive and will wear away at that snowpack. So we've had both advantages from it.
That's great. So over a series of 3 days here, the city of Fargo will be canvassed by your crews plowing streets and removing that snow pack that's there and that ice from the surface. That's no easy feat. You need the assistance of folks that are parking their vehicles in the streets, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, so we're going to go after the residential neighborhoods starting today. Kind of the areas of attack are today north of I-94 and east of I-29. Tomorrow we're going to do the neighborhoods that are south of I-94 but east of I-29. And then on Friday we're going to go after the neighborhoods that are west of I-29. So one thing we ask for the, you know, help from the residents is remove any parked vehicles you may have on the road. Just gives us more opportunity to get more of the roadway and not have to work around the parked cars. This plowing operation, it's just going to be during daytime hours here, so between 7:30 and 5 p.m. is when we'll be out doing this.
And when you're done, what do you expect to have? You think, well, how successful are you going to be in getting rid of the, especially that ice, just thick ice that's on the roads, in addition to that hard snowpack some point? You like your chances?
You know, we're going to give it our best shot. I think we'll be able to do some damage. We've noticed already that some of that snowpack is starting to peel up and get loose. You probably noticed that in some of the residential neighborhoods, kind of snow, frozen slush type stuff on the roadway. So we'll get that cleared up. And we'll be using our motor graders for plowing these neighborhoods. So the motor grader gives us more opportunity to put some down pressure on the plow and more of a scraping action. So we're hoping we can peel up some of the hard pack and ice also.
How many crew members, how many trucks and pieces of equipment do you use for something like this?
Yeah, so we have 15 motor graders in our fleet. So we'll have them out. We also have some other operations going on with widening roadways and hauling snow and things like that.
Well, I'm glad you're doing it, and I know people everywhere are fighting this, so hopefully they have the same relief coming. And it starts today, goes through Friday, and again, simple request of the residents and anybody that might be visiting to remove that vehicle from the park street during the daytime hours. Stick it in the driveway or somewhere else to be able to clear the entire width of the roadway. Today, north of I-94 and east of I-29. Tomorrow, south of 94 and east of I-29, and then Friday, west of I-29. Anything else you want to tell us, Paul?
No, just really appreciate everyone's cooperation as we work through this. I know it's not always pleasant to get a plow ridge in front of your driveway or anything like that, but please bear with us as we work to get the roads clean and hopefully get down to the pavement so things aren't as slippery.
You're warning us in advance there may be a few plow ridges, huh?
Well, it's kind of the nature of the beast, I think, in Fargo, North Dakota in the winter.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, well, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it. We appreciate everybody in the Public Works Department for what they're doing year-round, but certainly in these crazy winter months with a heck of a lot of snow and ice. So appreciate that very much.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me on today.
You bet. Good chatting with you. Paul Faitner, who is the Fargo Public Works Services Manager, wanted to get that public service message out there so people know, if you haven't heard it yet, that the snow plows are a-coming. Kind of excited for that. Especially that ice. Notice that ice is just everywhere.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Any parking lot.
And it just shakes the snot out of your vehicle.
It does. Just
because of the ruts. And
plus, it's dangerous to fall on your keister.
Well, there's that.
Right? Kind of crazy. All right, let's see here what we've got for text rolling in. Calls welcome, too. Let's give Kevin a call, 701-271-1100. Toll-free at 855-200-1776. Sean Doberstein, by the way, will join us at the top of next hour. Sean is the executive director of the Hector International Airport in Fargo. We'll talk a little bit about this outage this morning, FAA systems going down, and the impacts from that specifically on Fargo, and just a little bit more about, you know, how critical that is to flights in and out. So I did check earlier, and there's a boatload of flights that were delayed. But it only looked like one canceled. I don't know if, you know, any of that was related to this situation with the FAA software going down or not, but I'm guessing it is. We'll find out from Sean coming up at the top of the hour. Listener says, CRT is just a part of the larger diversity, inclusion, and equity program, which itself is part of the postmodern neo-Marxist movement that's been infiltrating education and government for the last few decades. My first executive order would be to purge DIE from all schools and government offices. And the tricky thing here, I think, Kev, is that if you say, oh, CRT, why is Sarah Huckabee Sanders doing this? What is DIE? Diversity, inclusion, equity. Does any of that sound bad?
I mean, no.
That doesn't sound bad.
It's beautiful and wonderful.
Mean, yeah, it's. I mean, I think somebody said, you know, do you want to include people? Yeah. Do you want to have things equitable? Yeah, exactly. But they take that through a racial prism and turn it into, okay, this person needs to be lifted up because something 100 years ago wasn't done correctly. You know, and you're racist even though you had nothing to do with that. So I think it's a good description, although for somebody like Brian who called earlier to say, what the heck is it? Just tell me what the heck is it. You say, well, it's part of DIE. What do you mean? Diversity, inclusion, and equity. Well, you really got to get into the weeds to know what's behind, because they're smart enough not to say, hey, we're trying to inject racism into the classroom. They're not going to say that. Texter goes on to say, watch the video from Dr. Jordan Peterson to see how DIE is destroying the Canadian education and healthcare systems. Any recommendation on watching Dr. Jordan Peterson is a smart move. I would highly recommend it.
Oh, I love the guy.
Yeah. Big time. Texter says, people are surprised at what's happening in our world today. The elites, including our own government, have been talking depopulation for decades. Find the documents, read through them, and the comments. You'll see what I mean. A link here to criticalunity.org. Criticalunity.org. On this. Text welcome here at 701-237-1590. We sure appreciate the hard work of Public Works. They need to know that. We'll pass that on in your name. First executive order to ban abortion, then protect power plants. All right, that's our question of the day in honor of what Sarah Huckabee Sanders did in Arkansas to make her very first order banning CRT, preventing indoctrination in their schools. What's your number one? First and foremost. So I appreciate that one. Ban abortion, protect power plants. You guys ask for our questions for the governor and senators in Armstrong via text and phone, but by the time you get to read the text, the guest is off the air. Well, this is why we ask for them well in advance of them being on, so we can have them well ahead of time. So if we get them, we read them. All right? So get them in early. I believe Congressman Armstrong is on tomorrow. By the way, we can talk a little bit about that whole situation with Kevin McCarthy and Matt Gaetz and all the drama, motion to vacate some of those rules, and anything else on your mind. I'm anxious for them to get going and get some serious oversight happening. Want to know more about that? What's the timeline? When will witnesses be up there? How soon? Let's go. Let's go.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
North Dakota, is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiment, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's on your mind brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation today. Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities. 11 before the top of the hour, let's get a call in here, and then we'll go to Jim, the flagpole guy today on the program, for some good patriotic wisdom. Fred and Wing, what's on your mind today, sir?
Hello, Scott. I just had to call in. Your show sounds good, and hats off to Sarah over there in our neighboring states, and she's doing a good job. Anyway, when I hear everybody getting excited, these Republicans, let's get going, let's do what we can. Well, they're still limited, you know. Even the bills they pass right now are probably going to get shot down in Congress. But we got to remember that it's not just our government that's moving against the bad things that have happened. God is moving his hand in this right now. He brought Netanyahu back, and the prophets are still saying that they're going to bring Trump back. Now, Trump might have to humble himself. I don't know. But, you know, there's there's going to be a lot of people going down in this Biden government. And we have to remember, we got going down in the people who serve the government, the employees, the ones that are in, you know, in the not exactly elected. That's where it's going to go down, too. So you can't really get rid of those guys through an election. Kevin Cramer said that years ago. He said, you can't even hardly get rid of these government in-seated employees through election. But God's going to do it in another way. And so he's helping us out. We've got to give him the glory. We've got to realize he's out to help us. And we did vote righteously in that election, and it got stolen from us. He's going to reward that to us.
Amen.
I believe it. I really do, Scott.
Well,
we have to just keep praying for it to happen.
Meanwhile, you've got members of Congress, a Democrat Representative Rashida Tlaib from Michigan. Here's what she said on the House floor about Israel.
No person, not one Palestinian, Israeli, anyone deserves to suffer or die for who they are, what they believe, or where they were born. The sooner we end unconditional support for Israel's apartheid government, the sooner we can begin making good on that belief.
Yeah. And yeah, unconditional support. Imagine that.
Well, just and tell that to the people who are getting bombed, but sometimes up to 1,600 rockets a year flying into Israel, into residential areas.
Right.
Tell that to those people.
No kidding. God bless you, Fred. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it very much. Jim, the flagpole guy, is here as well. Jim, happy Wednesday. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, Scott. Thank you so much. And what? I'd just like to pick up on Fred's, you know, God is working, but I don't see it working at that level so much as I see him working in the people that I service, and the people, the normal, everyday, prairie, hardworking. God's working in their lives because they're doing the next right thing for the next right reason, and they're taking care of their families, they're working hard, and they're doing what they do and what they're called to do. And, when you have a body all going in the same direction, I could see why everybody wants to be here, because they create beauty, and America has created beauty. America has, you know, like everything, we all have our faults and everything, but overall, the United States Republic of America, it's a democratic republic. It's the constitutional republic has offered freedom, and kudos to all those that make good on their freedom and not try and harm anybody, but just love everybody and take care of each other. And that's the America I see. And I see God's working. A lot of people, they're, you know, becoming aware, you know, there is good and evil in this world. They're just going to do good. So the best thing we could do is honor the cross for sure. But the American flag is like our civil symbol here on earth. We operate under that. And that's why people cry when it finally goes up. Because they know they're part of something special. And we still exist, and there's more of us than there are of them, and you're never alone. I see the same thing in 120,000 square miles. So God bless America, Scott. And I'm going to be traveling in February to meet anybody anywhere for a flagpole in this listening audience. And got to come to Fargo within 2 weeks and do some service calls, so I'm over there. Anybody wants to stop and chat, have a cup of coffee. Thank you for the opportunity.
701-571-FLAG, and we know within the sound of our voice are a whole lot of folks just like those customers who already have such a good experience in spreading patriotism and shedding a tear or feeling that joy when that flag goes up. You want to be in that camp. For sure, with the Jim, the flagpole guy, and takes such good care of his customers. It's really great. So start planning right now.
Take care of the Constitution.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah, we can't forget that, can we?
No, that's what the whole point is. Your listening audience, it's your people. I just get to witness it, Scott. Not about me, about them. It's about that whole experience. Grown men remember something beautiful and honorable. You know, evil doesn't do that. Evil doesn't cry. It wants to hurt us. And we just keep going. We'll be fine.
ndflagpoleguy.com. ND, flagpoleguy.com, the website, or you can call 701-571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG. Have a conversation with Jim when he's on the eastern end of the state coming up in February. Thanks, Jim. God bless. More What's on Your Mind straight ahead.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus some great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, a dollar off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino. Every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.